Father, Lord, we thank you for everyone that's gathered together for fellowship today. We say the blessing of the Lord be upon everyone, and the Lord be glorified. We declare, as always, that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. And Lord, through the struggles of life, the ups and downs, may we find rest in the Lord. In Jesus' name, and let our anchor stand, and let that house remain that is built upon the solid rock. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord, and good to have you here. I just want to read some scriptures to you and make a prophetic declaration for everyone that's in the room today. And I'll be reading from Genesis chapter 8. I'm going to tell you about this as we go along. I'm going to read a few verses from Genesis chapter 8. Praise the Lord. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped. The rain from heaven was restrained, and the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated, and the ark rested the seventh month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat, and the waters decreased continually until the 10th month, and in the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. Praise the Lord. So, let's prophetically take this text and declare it into our lives today. Well, remember, as we said yesterday, you know, if you can only believe, all things are possible to him that believes. If you can't believe the word of declaration that you hear today, well, it will be possible unto you. Now, so today, prophetically being the 17th day of the seventh month, the Bible says here that the Lord actually remembered Noah and all the up and down. You know, the ark has been thrown up and down for 150 days. The people in the ark wondering, well, you know, when is this going to end? And, you know, they've never seen anything like it. Tossed up and down and rain pouring on them, and their lives, they thought, were in jeopardy because they didn't know what would the end of it be. But the Bible says that the Lord remembered. Glory to God. And finally, on that 17th day of that seventh month, such as today, you know, all that topsy-turvy and, you know, up and down came to an end. Ark came to a resting point on that tops of the mountains of Ararat, and all the waters from that point on began to recede, and everything from that point on until the first day of that 10th month. And then on the first day of that 10th month, we're told that tops of the mountains were visible. Well, I declare that the Lord will remember you even on this day. And I've put together a little acronym here to help you on this day. REST. I love acronyms. And Lord always gives me acronyms from time to time. Today, the R will be for the Lord remembering you. The situation, the precarious situation that Noah was in, we know the word of the Lord gave him instructions, you know, of how to preserve life. But you know, nobody knew the outcome or the end of these things. And it was like day after day after day after day for 5 months. I mean, he went through this thing and it was amazing, you know, that, you know, the God just opened up, flooded everything. It had never rained before then. And the people in the time of Noah, when Noah warned the people that this judgment was coming, they mocked and they laughed him to scorn. Because, you know, whoever heard of such a thing, you know, from, you know, before that time, all that they had was mist upon the ground. They didn't even know what rain was. You know, so they laughed and laughed. Well, 120 years, Noah was building the ark, warning the people all that time, 12 decades, but nobody was laughing. On the day that Noah entered the ark and God closed the door. Well, who had the last laugh then? You know, so I pray that people will not ignore the warnings of the Lord, make mockery of it. Because Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Because during those days, they scoffed at everything. They continued on their ways as if there was nothing going to happen. They were marrying, giving in marriage, doing this and that, ignoring all the warnings of the Lord and just doing whatever they wanted. There was tremendous evil upon the earth. And the Lord said, well, I've had it with up to here with this because their thoughts are continually evil before me. And the Lord decided that he was going to clean house. But unto Noah and his family was this grace extended. Because Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Because he walked with God, we are told. And he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And the Lord gave him instructions of how to save his family. Well, you too can save your family. It doesn't matter all the destructions that may be around. Well, you come into the ark of safety, the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's always hope, secure foundation, and safety in the Lord. Well, the Lord remembered the Noah. It's not like God forgot him, but the favor of the Lord returned. And it was time for the Lord to roll back all the storms and the effect of the flood and everything. It's time now. Lord, remember. May the Lord remember you even today. I want to prophesy that your season of rest. You know, July, you know, we talked about this before. The seventh month, the month of convocation, the month of rest. You know, this month should be a month of rest anyway. Prophetically, we know that our Gregorian calendar is different than the Jewish calendar, but if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And so, you know, this month being a month of rest anyway, and on this particular day, the 17th day of the seventh month, as it is written in this text we read, you know, all that up and down thing, you know, coming to an end, to the beginning of a time of rollback. The Lord began to roll back all of the evil and the destruction and everything rolled back the waters and began to recede continually. You know, and from that day until the first day of the 10th month. So think of it this way. This is a season from now until the first day of the 10th month. It can be a season for you too, if you can believe it. Because all things are possible to him that believes. And the Lord can roll back all of that. Well, and what about the E, if the Lord remembers you with the R? Well, the E is given to us in the book of Proverbs and chapter 23 and verse 18. Surely there is an end. Yeah, that's an E right there. But more so, your expectation shall not be cut off. There was an expectation that someday this flood and all of these things will end, and they'll be able to come out again onto dry land with all the animals. And think of all the things that Noah experienced while he was in that ark. It was amazing. The power that he had over the animals, or I should say dominion that he had. You know, he brought all kinds of animals. By that time, remember, all the animals were already wild. I mean, many animals were wild. There were predators at that time and so forth. But bringing the lion, the tiger, the hyena, and all these wild animals together with the deer and the chicken and so forth. I mean, just fowl of the air. It brought everything together. And everything was in, you know, obedience, subdued, you know, and became docile, you know, put them in their place and told them what to do. Gave them a time of day, you know. You stay over there until it's time for you to eat. Now, no growling now. And all of that. And the lion was able to lay down with the deer and so forth. It was an amazing sight. Think about it. How do you do that? Well, God gave that power to him, just like Adam had at the beginning. And God gave him power because there was a purpose that God would use all of that to replenish the earth. And he couldn't have a chaos in the ark. There was chaos enough outside in the ark. There was calmness. God will remember you and bring all the up and downs to an end, beginning today. And the expectation shall not be cut off. Well, what about the S and the T? Well, the intent prophetically that we declare, and I'm going to pray over the room that it will be so, as I declare it, is that the Lord will continue to walk this thing until you see the tops of the mountains. You know, praise the Lord. So it looks like something that's, you know, child's play, easy, but I like to use these words to help me remember things that the Holy Spirit is saying, and he gives me these things. You know, so remember these words today. The word rest today for you, you will have rest, because the ark rested. That means it came to a halt. That's actually what that word means. It came to a halt. It's been doing all these things and finally came to a resting place. You know, stationary. So, after all of that stuff, it came to a halt. And may the Lord remember you today, beginning even on this day, prophetically speaking, that it will bring you a place called rest. Hallelujah. a place that is called rest. Prophetically speaking, the mountains of Ararat represent that for you. Here's a declaration for you relating to that. You can believe it, well, you can receive it. Praise the Lord. The walk of righteousness shall be peace. Isaiah 32 and 17. The effect of righteousness be quietness and assurance. And quietness, you know, it's a calm after the storm. Quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation. No more up and down, tossed to and fro. You know, be dwelling in sure dwellings and quiet resting places. So that's what God is doing prophetically, beginning for you today as we, you know, just imagine, you know, the ark coming to rest on the mountains of Ararat. Praise the Lord. And the Lord will cause your expectation to come forth. Because surely he said there is an end to all the up and downs and different things and various challenges that you've been going through. And your expectation shall not be cut off or cut out. And God will do this thing and cause you to see the tops of the mountains. The waters now are receding. Well, you can visualize it in the spirit. It's happening already. One man one time said, well, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. There was nothing. Nobody was hearing anything. Nobody was seeing anything, but he was hearing it. Well, can you hear it? Can you see it? You know, well, by faith, you can hear it. By faith, you can see it. For by faith, all things are possible. You know, faith is that dimension where you can pierce the veil. No matter what that veil is, you know, you can pierce that veil. Nothing can stop you. You know, even when it is said, well, you know, there is nothing here for you, but for the priests. One man called David, he had faith that would go beyond that. And he said, they told him, it's hallowed bread. Hallowed. So, well, this is common bread. Give it to me already. And not only did he take it, gave it to all those that were with him. And maybe the priest was wondering, what in the world? But yeah. And Jesus even testified of it. Have you never heard that which David did when he was hungry? I went into the house of God and did take the, you know, the showbread that was not lawful for him to take, but for the priests. And not only that, gave to all those that were around him. See, that's what faith can do. All things are possible. You can pierce all these veils. One time Jesus told one woman, we call her now the Greek woman or the Syrophoenician woman. Jesus told her, I can't take that which is for the children and give it to dogs. It's not time. I'm sent only to the lost sheep of the household of Israel. And this woman, he pierced the veil. You know, I said, well, you know, it may not be time, but I'm getting some. Praise the Lord. If you have faith, you can get whatever you want. I mean, we talk about seasons and stuff. This is just to encourage people. A person that has real faith, I don't need to wait for any seasons. This woman didn't wait. And they just said, well, it's not time yet. Or I said, oh, you know, it may not be time, but I'm getting some. Yeah. Children may get the bread, but I'm getting some crumbs. And she pierced that veil. Well, at any time, if you know how to walk your faith, you know, Yeah, you can get a hold of anything at all. But dispensationally, we know that God will command the seasons at different times. Because, you know, God is the one that puts things in place. You know, in Genesis 1:14, he said, you know, I'm going to put some things in place and let them be for signs and for seasons. So God spoke about signs and seasons, even from the beginning. And there's always been times and seasons and different things since then. But I guarantee you, it can be your season of faith at any time. You know, faith is the thing that can bring you into that season. And whatever it is that's on the other side that you thought could not be reached, well, faith can pierce that veil and bring you there. Praise God. Faith will see, you know, what's afar off as near. Hallelujah. It may still be afar off, but your faith, see it, and your believing will get you there. Today, let's believe God by faith to see that the our ark coming, you know, and resting on the mountains of Ararat. After all the turbulence and the up and down and the perilous storms and the destruction of all life. Well, Noah and his family and all the animals that God picked, you know, actually at the hand of Noah, God picked them. It was a big, grand audition that Noah conducted. And all those animals came before him. And he picked two and two, you know. And God showed him which ones to pick. And he picked two and sent the rest back. Just imagine the authority and dominion that he had. And now, today, your up and downs, struggles, and the things that you've been going through, our Lord said, well, he'll remember you. Amen. And your expectation for an end to all of that struggle will not be cut off. And finally, as the waters begin to recede, you can expect that over the next few months, well, I mean, if we take it literally speaking, I like to take things literally speaking when I see them from the Bible. And God always honors my faith, because, I mean, as far as God is concerned, if you can't believe it, you will have it. Jesus said it himself. Thou canst only believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Well, do you believe? That's the question. And now, let it be possible for you that God will bring you to a place called rest. Hallelujah. God will bring you to a place called the ending of those troubles. The beginning of rest. The beginning of quiet. You say quietness. Resting. You say assurance. My people will dwell in a peaceable habitation, in sure dwellings. Not up and down, tossed by the storm anymore. Our ark is coming to a halt. And in quiet resting places. Praise the Lord. Now, the Lord grant unto you the grace to believe that your expectation shall not be cut off, and there's an end to all of that. And it begins today. And after that begins, well, God started a process of rollback, and the water started to recede, you know. And I am going to speak something like God spoke in the beginning, because listen, you can do the same. It's not just me. You just have to believe that you can speak his word. And it will come to pass, just like it came to pass for him. But here's something that God said from the beginning. I want to speak the same thing. Praise the Lord. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God likes the splitting. I mean, God, you've been doing that many times. He loves to split those waters like that. Here's the first time he did it. Well, God showed it to Moses. He wrote this thing. So when Moses was faced with the Red Sea, he knew God can split that sea. He had seen God do it before. Well, God can split that sea. My goodness. You know, and God did split that sea. Well, God likes to do that. God split the sea even when the children of Israel were going to cross the river Jordan. The priests that bore the ark went before them, and as soon as the soles of their feet, you know, touched into the ark, the waters were cut off. God is in this business of cutting waters off. Cut it off here in Genesis 1. Cut it off in Genesis 8. You know, cut it off, you know, in Joshua when the priests carrying the ark, crossing over Jordan. Cut it off, you know, in the time of Elijah and Elisha. You know, how they took the mantle, smote the river Jordan, and it parted in pieces. One over here, one over there. God knows how to do these things. Well, can you cause those waters to recede? Cut off, you know, and the dry land appear? Well, absolutely. God said to Job one time, he said, can you do these things? Gird up your loins. I said, man, let me speak to you. Job chapter 38. Because Job was trying to figure out some things, and God was going to show him. You know? But God asked him some questions, which reveal to us today the power that we can have as sons of God to do these things. You know, as thou commanded the morning since thy days, well, if you're not, why not? God has given you the power to command the morning. Jesus said the day was made for man and not man for the day. You know, therefore the day must be subject. Praise God. That means you put the day in its place. Wake up in the morning and say, the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. You know, let the waters be gathered together, one side and the other. Let the dry land appear so I can pass. Glory to God. Anything that confronts you, come against it in the name of the Lord. You know, and you can speak to it by faith. Especially when you see that God has done it before and he showed it to you in the spirit. And you say, oh my goodness. You know. Then you go out, you know, that's exactly what Elisha did. You know, he saw that Elijah parted the Jordan when they were going. And when Elijah left, he got a hold of Elisha. I mean, when Elijah left, Elisha got a hold of his mantle, and he went toward Jordan and did exactly the same thing that he's seen Elijah do before. And he also parted that Jordan. My goodness. Praise God. Well, anything that we've seen God do in the scriptures, you can do the same. Because Jesus wants us to be like God. You know, be ye therefore like your Father that is in heaven. You know, so all these attributes that God imputed upon, the power that he imputed upon Adam, the same that he gave to Noah, well, we can have the same also. Jesus said, look, if you have faith, you can speak to this mountain, be thou removed from yonder place and moved over there. Well, if you have faith, you can split those waters. If you have faith, well, you can speak to the raging of the storm. Let it come to an end, and let the ark come to a resting place. And that I may see the top of the mountains. Glory to God. You have faith, you can do it. And by faith, we're going to do just that. You will notice that over the last few days, the Lord has been coming and telling us these things to inspire us to believe for more. And believe for your victory. And declare it and walk in that victory. Praise the Lord. But there is a reason. You know, God wants to take care of some things because of what's next. Praise God. You'll find out in a bit. Hallelujah. So I am going to pray. That's all I wanted to say today. Just give you the short exhortation based on the day that we are in, being the 17th day of the seventh month. Prophetically, we can look what God did on such a day. You know, when Noah was in a precarious situation, but, you know, the Lord remembered him. Praise God. Now, if Noah was in a good place, there would be no need for God to be remembering anything. You know, he was being, he was secured, but not really a good place. I mean, you can't live in that situation forever. God wants you to be upon the face of the earth and expand and do things and subdue the earth. You can't be confined into that ark forever. It was a temporary situation. That temporary situation, precarious, must end. You can come out and put your feet on dry land and begin to rebuild, you know. And the Lord remembered you. And the Lord will remember you today. Father, Lord, I pray. And as I speak over your children that are listening, the Lord will remember you today. Prophetically speaking, Lord will remember you to bring your expectation that you may see the tops of the mountains. Finally, the time is now. See, a place called rest. You know, a place called Shiloh, that the Lord had chosen to put his name there. A place called Jireh, where the Lord will meet your needs. Glory to God. A place called Nisi, where the Lord will always fight your battles, go ahead of you. The Lord will also remember you. A place called Sikeno, bring you there. It will be your righteousness. It will spring forth speedily, beginning now. You know, hallelujah. The Lord is also your healer. A place called Rofika, bring you there. And you can go on and on and on. If you can see it in your mind's eye, you can visualize it, you can have it. For all the land that you see, the Lord told Abraham, from the west to the east, from the north to the south will I give to you. And today, Lord, we see, prophetically speaking, the ark coming to rest on the mountains of Ararat. We see the waters receding continuously, and soon we will see the top of the mountains. The Lord grant rest to everyone. The Lord bring you into a place of quietness and rest. My people, he said, shall dwell in quiet resting places. Hallelujah. An assurance forever, even from this time forth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, for all your children, for your good thoughts towards us. Thoughts of good, never of evil. Thoughts of peace also will bring us to an expected end. Well, you know, we will see that expectation. We will see the end to all of the troubles. And our expectation shall not be cut off. We give you, Lord, the praise, the Lord, the glory as well. May we go forth and declare the word of the Lord to part the waters. May we go forth to declare the word of the Lord to cause even the waters, the troubling waters, to recede. The tempest and the storm. Jesus would say, peace be still. Hallelujah. Well, we begin to speak peace and stillness and calmness. A new anointing bringing calm and rest to God's elect, even at this time. We give the Lord the praise and give the Lord the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.